Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is soon to
come. What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 You are tuned in to Block Talk Radio. Your program is the Eldership of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ford. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airways and skyways once again on this morning, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle. I hope and I pray that all is well with you and yours. And may God richly bless you. I want to send condolences out to those of you that have lost loved ones. Hallelujah. We want to send prayer out to the officers that got slain last evening and to the individuals that was shot at the workplace and everywhere and anywhere. We're just sending out prayers and letting you know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement, but that God has men and women all over the world that's praying around the clock for you and with you, and that you are not alone. And so I just want you to be encouraged, and we're praying that God will restore restoration unto your very soul. And I want to also just let you know that this is a second recording on this morning. I've been here earlier, but the first recording was not to my likeness, so I decided to come across the airway once again. So we're going to do this again, and we hope and pray that all goes well this time. Hallelujah. And so now we're going to go into our opening prayer. Each time that we come across these airways, we acknowledge our Lord and our Savior. And so I want to introduce the psalm and to present to others our Lord and our Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. He is a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. And we know that he is our soon coming King. And we know that this earthly planet that we're trotting on is not our eternal destination. But we know that one of these old beautiful days, God is going to crack those clouds. But I tell you, until that time comes, we're going to continue in your will, continue in your way. We're going to continue upward bound, and we're going to mount up before the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. Hallelujah. And so, gracious Father, hallelujah, we just thank you for giving us this opportunity to come again across these skyways and airways, bringing the divine word of truth. And Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay, God. Able me to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I am asking you, God, to grace me, your servant, hallelujah, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very souls. We'll be so mindful, Father God, to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praises. Hallelujah. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we allow the temple to say amen and amen. I want you to come aboard this morning. Get all your digital toys and your gadgets. Get your computer, your laptop, your iPhone, your iPad. Just everything and anything. Hallelujah. Just bring it aboard because we are in need of it. And so I just want you to get comfortable. You might have your OJ, you might have your latte, your tips and your dips, or your pancakes, your sausages, or just whatever that you have at your disposal. We want you to come aboard, and may God richly bless you. Hallelujah. And so right now, I think without any further ado, we will go on into a live program already in progression. And I will be with you 1 hour. I am now 20 seconds into our program at this time. And so our sermon on this morning entitled, Open at the Top, Take Two. I want to say that one more time. Open at the top. And we're going to read our first key scripture, and it reads like this. We have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. That scripture reading is coming out of love, Hebrews 4:14. Hallelujah. We know that sometime in our walk with Christ, we know that the stable things upon which you and I leaned on are removed. When those things that give us our identity, that makes us who we are, we are taken away from us and we feel helpless. Often we cry out to God, sometimes even blaming God. But when Job lost his possessions, his family, and his health, everything that made him who he was, he realized that he merely a steward. Nothing really belonged to him in reality. We know that some things that make Job who he was had gave him integrity, namely his faith. Hallelujah. He knew that in time of trials, he may continue to trust in God. He knew that he had been blessed by God. He also knew that even when all seemed lost, he could continually to bless the name of the Lord because of his steadfast assurance in God. And I'm encouraging you on this morning, whatever you might be facing, whatever dilemma, hallelujah, that's looking you in the face. In the verse, in the you are in looking adversity in the eyes. And so I want you to know that whatever you're going through, that Jesus has already been there. He knows the scoop. He knows the road. And he will not let you go your road alone. God will travel alongside of you. Hallelujah. When there's a time that you see only one set of footprints, that's when Jesus will carry you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so it matters not the doctor report. It matters not the x-rays. It matters not that the doctor told you had terminal illness. It matters not, hallelujah, that the doctor said that you can't conceive, yet you've been trying and trying, and you just, without, you know, any remorse, or you just seem to be at a losing end. But I want you to know that there is a God that sit high and look low. And God say he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. God also said that whatever you ask in his name, he said, ask in my name. So whatever you ask in his name and believe it, it's yours for the asking. It's no job that's too complicated for him to handle. We know that thing, like I first stated, that we are going through and intending to go through, that God is already been that road. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is just a whisper prayer away on this morning. God is waiting on you to welcome him into your family circle. God is the one that can make all things new again in your life. It doesn't matter that you got a divorce decree and that your spouse is wanted out. He want to call it quits because he feel like it's no use. You know, there's nothing left in the marriage. But you know, God don't want you to be in a marriage that there's verbal abuse or physical abuse. God don't want you in a marriage of that sort, nature. But if there's a marriage that can be resolvable and you can start over and begin again, God would really love to help you in that area. And maybe you can, you know, start, you and your spouse maybe can start out just reading a scripture a day together and getting in the hang of reading God's word and seeing what God is really about and what he can do in an individual's life. You know, God didn't just die because he felt like it was the thing to do. But God died. They stretched him high. They hung him high, I'm sorry, and they stretched him wide. And the Bible says that God died until the sun refused to shine. And the Bible also says that they whooped Jesus 39 lashes across his back, and then they pierced him with a spear in his side. The water and blood came gushing out. Then they took nails, not the modern day nail that you and I use, but I mean got gigantic nails that they nailed in his hand and his feet. They had one nail in one hand on the right and on the left. And then the Bible says that they taken his feet and placed one upon the other and drove spikes into his flesh. And the Bible says that he died like any other in the history. Did you hear me? In the history of mankind. So God died a horrific death. And the reason that he died, he said, I'm not dying because I don't get a thrill out of dying. So don't get it twisted, because I'm dying because I am doing the will of my Father. And so Jesus gave up the ghost and dropped his head. Because he loved you and I so much that he was willing, and he did take on death. And after 3 days, he conquered death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. God came up with the keys to the kingdom. So God loves you on this morning. It's my bottom line, is that God loves you, you and you. And God don't want anyone lost, but all that will to come into repentance. And so, like I said, no matter what you're encountering in the private sector of your life, Jesus knows too well what you're experiencing. Jesus knew it before you knew. Jesus already knew about it before you got in wind of it. But God is standing right there, just like a good neighbor. Jesus is always there. Hallelujah. All he's wanting you to do is invite him in. Jesus is not going to come as an unwanted guest, but Jesus will come by invitation. An invitation only. He's not going to on anyone that do not want his company. But God will love for you to call upon him in your time of distress, in your time of sorrow, in your time of chaos, in your time of brokenness, in your time of just being lonely, in your time of just sick and tired, of being sick and tired. God wants you to call his name. He said, all you got to do is call on me and I'll be there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. So I don't want to get too far out there. I want to get right on back into the scripture. And so just like I said, hallelujah, that we go through, and the word of God said, as long as we are here on planet Earth, we are sure to go through, but that only in God that you would have peace. God would bring you out. God will see you through the finish line if you allow him. Hallelujah. So, and as I was saying, as Job understood, we must understand that God is not punishing you and I, but he is preparing us for a higher purpose. And we know that you and I, we must know that sometime good always come out of our trials. We must have faith in God's word and avoid sin and never charge God foolishly. We must remain in character at all times, always mindful that we have the victory through Christ Jesus. And like Job, we must fall down and worship God, saying, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. We can also say this prayer. The Lord, I pray that whatever trial that I and us and we may face on today, that I will maintain my integrity. I am committed through Jesus Christ to remain in character, praising and worshiping you for the victory. Help me and help us. Hallelujah. See your hands in every trial, Lord, so that I and we and they may keep the faith. Hallelujah. Into avoid sin. Never charge God foolishly. In Jesus' name we pray. Say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Like Job, hallelujah, we knew that the reality of extreme and sudden loss, Job ignored the advice of his wife to curse God and die. He didn't listen to his friends who filled his ears with advice. Instead, Job searched for God, and in regards to him, confessed, he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me as gold. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Job 23:10. And all God is asking you, hallelujah, is to allow him, hallelujah, to take your burdens. They are too heavy for you. You cannot bear that load. Let Jesus carry your load this morning. Whatever you are facing, just know that God has been through the ultimate test. No one has encountered what Jesus Christ has encountered. No one on this planet had ever encountered what Jesus has endured. But if you keep the faith, keep your hand in God's hand and don't let go. We know that weeping may endure it for now. But my friend, my brother, my sister, my family member, my constituent, business partners, we know that joy, cometh in the morning. All you got to do is allow Jesus in. He'll come in. If you invite him in, he'll be more than glad to help you in your hour. Scripture and our text on today open at the top. We're talking about heaven. We'll read that key scripture one more time. It says that we have a great high priest. You might say, what high priest? The high priest we're talking about is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. The Bible says that the great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the theme on this morning is open at the top. We know that it's always open at the top. We're talking about heaven. Jesus is in heaven. He's at the top. Hallelujah. And all you and I have to do is call on him. Don't call on Tyrone, but call on Jesus. Jesus will see you through. I'm a witness. He will see you through. Hallelujah. And you will come out singing and shouting the victory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. I am reminded there was a preacher. He was delivering a sermon. And before a large congregation, he pointed out that believers aren't exempt from troubles. He said, in fact, some Christians are surrounded by troubles. He said, they're trouble to the right. They're trouble to the left. Trouble in the front. Trouble behind. And at this, a man who had served the Lord for many years shouted, glory to God. Said it's always open at the top. This man, confident in God, is fully supported by Hebrews 4. Because our great high priest, which is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has ascended and is descending to heaven on yours and mine's and our behalf. And it says that he is interceding there for you and I. So we have good grounds for trusting him. In the midst of our troubles, in the midst of our sorrows, in the midst of our heartaches, in the midst of our setups, our booby traps that the enemy has set for us, we are encouraged to know God is able to sympathize with our weaknesses. But when he lived here on earth, he was tempted like you and I each and every day. Yet, he never sinned. His throne is completely approachable and is called the throne of grace. We find out in the law of Hebrews, hallelujah, we're urged to look up from our trials and to approach that throne boldly by faith through humble prayer. Then we will receive mercy for our failures and grace to help us in our time of need. I want to ask you that are listening this morning, our life trials and temptations hemming you in? Has the tempter told you there's nowhere to go? I'm encouraging you all this morning to take heart. Keep looking up. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is always open at the top. And before ending, when life, afflictions, batters you, like weeds upon the sand, remember to look to God and take his outstretched hand. We know to improve your outlook, try to uplook. Look to the hills which cometh your help, for your help cometh from the Lord, who has made the heavens and the earth. And in ending, I hope and I pray I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind. as I have brought unto you the divine word. Program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. If you have any prayer petitions, you'd want the old Triple Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondent to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondents. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gera, California, 95020. Our web address is www.janiceWardMinistries.org. And you can go over there and check out our website. And there's some spiritual literature that you can listen at your own, discretion. And so we will be so delighted that you would go there and take a look-see. And may God richly bless you. And we're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now change it over to the Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and encourage your soul. So till we meet again, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Hallelujah.
Everybody stand up on your feet and make some noise for one of the most phenomenal female groups of our time. Jackie, Dorinda, Karen, Quickie, the Clark Sisters.
I'm getting up now. Thank you. Hello? Hello? Anybody there? Hello?
Greetings. Turn my music down. Greetings. Greetings.
Greetings. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, that's wonderful.
I think my signal dropped off a while ago.
Oh, you know what? I am so sorry. I didn't have my plug in. I'd unplugged it so you could listen to the music. And so the Lord just told me what I'd done. So please excuse me.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay.
All right. So how have you been doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, that's wonderful.
I'm doing good. Actually, driving down the road, I'm a truck driver. And
Are you?
Yeah.
Hello. Well, I know you have a long distance to travel.
Well, it's always travel. So, I mean, it's always a long distance in front of me and behind me.
Yes, yes. Well, we know the Lord is watching over you, though. We know that open road out there can be treacherous at times, you know.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Did you get to hear any of the program?
I couldn't hear you.
Did you get to hear any of the program this morning?
I'm just tuning in now, listening to a little bit of.
You just tuning? Okay. I think I got probably about less than 4 minutes and 51 seconds left. But it goes to archives, so, you know, if you want to go over there at your leisure, you know, you're welcome to listen. I'd be so blessed and so privileged, you know, to have you listen in, because this is what I'm here for, you know, to encourage you in any way that I possibly can.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just, you know, my first recording, I don't know what happened with it, but it just didn't, my computer started acting out, you know, and I said, I said, Lord, I can't, you know, I can't let that go like that. And I said, well, I know I'll be up, you know, later. It would cause me to be up later. But, you know, if it's to encourage somebody, then I feel like, you know, it's well worth it.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, you know, because I tell you what, look like this world is going through so much, you know. I tell you, it's just so heartbreaking.
Things are getting, seem like they're getting worse and worse.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. You know, I was just telling the Lord early on yesterday, I said, Lord, I said, you know, your word is coming to pass so rapidly, you know. I mean, who would have thought in our time that we would be encountering so much, you know?
Yes.
Oh, I tell you, you know, and it's even, you know, it's even heartbreaking more, you know, when you're just look like you're out there alone, you know, nobody to talk with, you know, it makes it hard, you know, because I know sometime, you know, in my loss, you know, I've lost my parents and lost, made back to some family members just before this year come in, just the tail end of this year, you know, this last year. And so it can be really devastating to go through, you know, any test or trial by yourself. You know, it's always a blessing to have somebody there, you know, to just pray with you, you know, and stand with you, whatever you're going through, to let you know that, hey, trouble ain't going to last always. And you're going to come out with a victory. That's right. You're going to come. You might, you know, that it was old saying that used to say that it might be raining at my door today, but we know that the sun is going to shine again. So you.
That's true.
Whatever you
do. I thank you for those words of encouragement.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. Sure. And what's your first name?
First name is Austin.
Austin? Oh, that's a pretty name. Well, I tell you, it was such a blessing and an honor, Brother Austin, that you tuned in. I tell you, that was just by not coincidence, but by divine purpose that you called in this morning. And I tell you, God has got a blessing for you. That's right. God has got a blessing for you, you know. And a lot of times, you know, we be afraid to ask God for things because we say, well, God, you know, I don't want to ask you for this, you know, because I believe that's too much. But you should never be afraid to ask your Father because he's well as yours as he is mine, you know. So
definitely,
you can ask him for whatever your heart's desire because your Father that sits in heaven owns everything. So I believe that anytime he owns everything, then, you know, it's nothing that's off limits, you know. Yeah, I guess my time done run. Hold on, I got about 44 seconds left now. But I sure do thank you. I thank you so kindly, Brother Austin.
You still have my number. You have my number on there, which I bought. Just keep in contact with
me. I sure will. And you got my promise on that. And I just want you to be blessed and know that God love you and I love you as well.
All right, I love you too.
All right, and I want you to tune back in.
All right, I'll definitely
will. All right. God bless.
All right, you take care.
All right.